It's the Yearbook Podcast. I'm your host, Doug. And as host, I am the problem. We did not quit the podcast as you had hoped. I was sick. I lost my voice for a couple of weeks, so there was no podcast. Yeah, for like 2 weeks. Yeah, that was a bad call. Talking about the non-pass interference in the Rams-Saints game, which also should have been a helmet-to-helmet hit called on the Rams. We're not fans of either team, but I felt sorry for Saints' intended receiver, Tommy Lee Lewis, only because what happened to him was symbolic of the whole situation. Hopefully he's all right long-term health-wise, but he was set sprawling face-first into the turf with his mouth guard flying away. That just symbolized everything blowing apart in that game. On that one play, Lewis, who played safety in addition to receiver in high school, was mostly quiet after the game, but he certainly knows all about play the ball, not the man. We've been away for so long. All of these topics are old. What's the deal with Cliff Kingsbury? The NFL Cardinals hired him to be their head coach. Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. That genuinely surprised us. There were a lot of strange coaching candidates this time around, and fans of certain teams certainly were praying those men did not get hired. Kingsbury has more upside than a lot of those other guys since he hasn't coached a pro game yet, so he may be a genius. But despite all the rumors, we were still really surprised he was hired, even though those rumors were persistent. That's because most college coaches hired by the NFL are enjoying runaway success in college. Kingsbury was the young, good-looking offensive guru when he took over at Texas Tech, which is a tough job, but runaway success or even consistency never arrived. In six seasons, his offenses were tremendous, which may be the key to winning in NFL 2019, and he made three bowls, but none consecutively, and Kingsbury had three losing regular seasons while never winning more than eight games. If you don't follow college, that's not great. Head coach requires obviously covering a lot of different areas. Texas Tech had stellar offenses, but no matching defense, which doesn't sound like the all-around job Kingsbury will have to do. Even the Rams, one of the reasons everyone now covets offensive geniuses, have had to slow down a little and come up big on defense so far in the playoffs. But who knows right now? Bill Parcells had a losing record in college as a college coach. The Cleveland Indians and Cincinnati Reds are not rivals, according to an informal poll of one Indians fan. Hey, we're 33 hours from Cleveland. He's the only one we could find. To this person, the Indians and Reds not sharing a league was the problem. Moving the Astros to the American League and the Rangers division definitely juiced up the Rangers-Astros rivalry. But the Reds are synonymous with the National League, and the Indians have a lot of AL history, American League history, so no one's likely to move, especially the Reds. IndyCar got a new sponsor and so has a new logo, which is not my favorite. They kept the Major League Baseball Fever Catch It style IndyCar, which is perfect. The blue in the logo looks good, but the design is just non-threatening and clunky. Just like IndyCar is what you were waiting for me to say, but we're counting the days until we see if Alexander Rossi really is that good, if unheralded and inspiring story Zach Veach could soon be that good, and if Will Power and Ryan Hutter-Reay can challenge Scott Dixon if that free agent prize is still that good. There was a late rush for tickets to the Division 1A football championship game, I mean college football playoff, which resulted in a sellout. Should the fact the game did not sell out immediately worry football? It's true. If you don't like or sympathize with Clemson or Alabama, the national championship game was the no-interest bowl. However, things may be changing. No, not because Alabama got housed, because the four-team playoff is starting to get really crowded. In Texas alone, Texas thinks it's found its man in Coach Tom Herman, and Texas A&M has a big-name championship-winning coach, Jimbo Fisher, to go along with all of its money. Georgia seems to be realizing its incredible potential under Coach Kirby Smart. All Dan Mullen has done is win, and now he's started winning at Florida. Tennessee now has a potentially great coach in Jeremy Pruitt to go along with all of its money. Scott Frost is at Nebraska. James Franklin is at Penn State. Jim Harbaugh is at Michigan. Brian Kelly is still at Notre Dame. And what if Ohio State and Oklahoma stay good? That's 11 schools, excluding Clemson and Alabama, in line to get really, really good. Now, all these guys may not pan out, and sports is a zero-sum game, so everyone can't win. but there are now a lot of stellar coaches and ace recruiters making a very serious run at the very narrow path to a national title. Playoff teams with two losses could soon become normal. And, well, that was it. But that is, that's Lori Allen in that Law and Order that's going on behind us. Can we even talk about this or will you get sued? I mean, we're not doing play-by-play. It's not like we're acting out the dialogue. That is Lori Allen in the Law and Order that's on behind us. This episode's from like 1990. Actually, this is the episode, this is where she got her start in acting. If you're not familiar, she's the voice of Pearl, the whale from SpongeBob. She's the newscaster from Family Guy. She's working like Gary Cole. She does everything. She's also one of the flight attendants. Speaking of a podcast that's made for nurses and flight attendants, from the Geico commercial where the pig and his phone are on a plane, the When Pigs Fly one.